This is the road to the Latino vote, La Ruta del Voto Latino. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, linking ethnic media and public radio. Reporter Diego Graglia is on the road from New York City to Mexico City, talking to Latinos about the issues and the candidates in this year's presidential election.
I am Diego Graglia, and I'm in Milton, Florida, with Jerónimo Barragán. Jerónimo is the owner of La Hacienda restaurant, where 10 workers were arrested last February. Jerónimo, can you tell us what happened then?
Well, the authorities came to verify their socials, and apparently they were not, they were not their own, and they find out and they were arrested because they were using somebody else's identities to, I assume, to work.
And this happened not only in your restaurant, but also in other companies in the town, right?
Yes, I think in the county and maybe some other counties also.
And what happened to your workers?
Well, they just were arrested and they were sent back to their countries.
What has happened to the Latino community in this town since then?
Well, I think it's been less than what it used to.
You were telling me your church has been affected in some way?
Well, yes, it was affected, I guess, because some of the guys that were taken, they were attending church, and maybe some families were kind of, afraid, and they left the country. And yeah, it was affected, the congregation, the church was affected. So.
Still, after the raids, there were some protests which you did not attend.
Yes, I heard that there were some kind of march and some protests about what had happened. No, we didn't participate in that. We didn't support that because we think that authorities, they're doing their job. They're doing what they're supposed to. Yeah, we're not against that.
So you think that what happened was basically fair?
Well, I think according with the laws, yes, I think it was what they were supposed to do.
You are already, you have obtained American citizenship.
Yes, I am American citizen. Uh-huh.
Are you planning to vote on November the 4th?
Diego, I hope I will.
Have you chosen a candidate?
I don't know. I don't know how to say it in Espanol. No comment.
No comment. Do you know anything about Obama or about McCain?
Diego, I do not know much. I always been at work and I heard this and that, but no, I don't really know much about the candidates.
And what would you expect to happen to the U.S. after the new president is in office?
Well, we're just praying that God will put the one up there, that the one that would be guiding this country back to him, and to do a good job and to bring this country stronger.
I'm Diego Graglia in Milton, Florida, and you can see more about La Ruta del Voto Latino, the road to the Latino vote, at newyorktomexico.com.
The Road to the Latino Vote is produced by Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.